The imminent anniversary of the September 11th attacks has brought with it dozens of new TV documentaries to mark the occasion, as well as a day of programming tomorrow that will involve the vast majority of broadcast and cable networks. TV critic David Bianculli has some thoughts on this subject, beginning, he says, with the realization that he doesn't know what to think.
Here's the way criticism works, at least criticism in my opinion, and that's what I'm supposed to be certain about. In my case, because I'm a television critic, I'm supposed to react to what I see. I put it in context, point out what I think it did well or did poorly, and basically say whether or not I think it's worth your time to watch it. That's where your trust in me comes in. If you agree with me a lot of the time, then maybe you'll tune in to sample an Alias or a 24 or a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, even if you might not have beforehand. On the other hand, if you disagree with me most of the time, then anything I'm really excited about, you know to skip. Either way, as long as I'm consistent, I can serve as some sort of barometer and be useful to you as a critic. But with this 9/11 coverage, I don't know how you can trust me, because I'm not sure I even trust myself. Last year, when the attacks happened, my job was to watch all of it unfold, on 11 TVs at once, each tuned to a different network, and report on what I saw. I saw so many things so many times that you'd think I'd become numb. Instead, I became raw. And when the first documentary special started to arrive a few months later, with firefighters and other rescue workers and survivors telling their stories, they all touched me deeply and got rave reviews. Well, it's a year later now. Already, I've seen lots of documentaries about the towers falling, the surviving family members coping, and the colleagues recalling. Tonight, there are two more major ones. On PBS, America Rebuilds takes a month-by-month look at the rescue, recovery, and excavation efforts at Ground Zero. And on ABC, Report from Ground Zero, based on the book by Dennis Smith, interviews firefighters and family members about what happened at the World Trade Center 1 year ago tomorrow. With a lot of these specials, I'm able to watch and judge them just as I would any other documentary program. The writing is a little fuzzy here, the music is too sappy there, and so on. But every once in a while, a show comes along that kicks me in the gut and makes me cry and strikes all these chords that shake me right to the core. Tonight's Report from Ground Zero is one of those shows, because the unseen interviewers do such a great job getting these people to talk frankly and very naturally about their own memories and emotions. A lot of the talk is about multiple generations of firefighters, with fathers losing sons, sons losing fathers, and brothers losing brothers. It's the loss that does it to me. And here's where I don't know if I'm reacting as a TV critic or just reacting. A year ago, when the Twin Towers were leveled, I was dealing with some loss of my own. My father and stepmother had died recently and suddenly a few months before, and my marriage was unraveling unexpectedly after 25 years. So when this firefighter father talks in Report from Ground Zero about his missing firefighter son and going home each night to face his young grandson, I don't know if it shakes me out of simple empathy or something deeper, but it hits me hard.
I hated going home. I hated going home. I hated it. Hated it. Did it. Went down a block. 1,000 people. You know? Grandson came out. Said, "You have dad?" Told him no. I said, we'll find him. It wasn't the best scenario. And that was a day that I lived for like 2 more weeks every day with my grandson. Because when I got home every day, he would come out happy. Didn't see dad. He would ask, "Did you find him?" I say no. And I guess, I don't know, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, he stopped asking.
As for tomorrow, when just about all the networks are going wall to wall with commemorative coverage, I don't know what to tell you about that. But if I'm sure of anything right now, it's that people's reactions to September 11th and what they want or don't want to watch on TV a year later are intensely individual. Watch what you want, avoid what you must, react however you do, It's your call, and I can't be your guide.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.